One writer explains envy in this way, and I think it's well worth quoting. "Envy is the greatest disease of our age. It is often confused with jealousy and covetousness, which have to do with wanting the possessions and privileges of others. Envy is much more insidious and deadly. Envy is the feeling that someone else is having something is to blame for the fact that you do not have it. The principal motive is thus not so much to take as to destroy. The envier acts against the object of his envy not to benefit himself, but to cut the other person down to his own level or below. The American Puritan divine Samuel Willard defined envy as, quote, a man's repining at his neighbor's prosperity, looking upon himself to be hurt by it. And that is a very accurate understanding of this vile emotion. Consider with me just a few examples of envy as recorded in the Scriptures and its relationship with malice. Turn with me, if you will, to Genesis chapter 26. In Genesis 26, and beginning at verse 12, we learn about the prosperity. Genesis chapter 26 and verse 12, the prosperity of Isaac. And reading from Genesis 26, 12 through 15, now Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man became rich and continued to grow richer until he became very wealthy. For he had possessions of flocks and herds and a great household, so that the Philistines envied him. Now all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines stopped up by filling them with earth. And so here were people who looked upon the singular blessing of Isaac, and they could not live with his success. His success seemed to be a mirror that showed them their lack of success. And here we see again that envy was related to malice. Somebody decided that because he has enjoyed all of this success, it is our duty to bring him down. It is our duty to see to it that he has bad days. He's getting enough good days. He needs some bad days. And so we're going to fill in the wells, so that we can be sure he's got some bad days. Envy is always related to a malicious attempt to do harm to people. And wherever you find malice, you can usually look for the seed of envy in the heart of the malicious individual. If you look with me at the book of Esther, let's find Job in the previous book, Esther and Job, Esther chapter 5, and beginning at verse 9. Again, envy related to malice. Malice growing out of envy. Esther 5, 9 through 13.